Merkle Media.
Welcome back to another motherfucking episode of Kill the Mockingbirds with your host, Sean Chris. Joel Thomas got some balloon in his scopes.
Oh shit. Is it from China? Oh, did Hunter Biden bring it over? No, it's not. It's Sean Fetterman's head. It's his head. Brat, brat, brat.
Bam, you got it, man. I think you got the balloon, man. You saved the day, man. So everybody's all on Fox News. Like, don't worry about it. You guys can stop with all that fucking nonstop 24-hour, 24/7 coverage of a damn balloon. Reminds me of that little, remember Balloon Boy? He's back!
Yo, man, people
he's all
are
grown
going
up.
Crazy. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of the memes have just been hilarious.
Fire
memes. But
the best one is the one that says, Eric, happy Valentine's Day from Fang Fang. That's my favorite one.
Yo.
What is up, y'all? Before we jump into the episode, don't forget to go sign up on Kill the Mockingbirds podcast and become a subscriber or Patreon. We got a new episode coming out. And, you know, like we've been telling you guys, appreciate all the love we've been getting. Keep giving us those 5-star ratings and leave a little comment. You know, we really appreciate that. It's going fire lately. We're getting a lot of motherfuckers that are really feeling the shit. So we appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Keep going with the 5-star reviews on Spotify. You can't leave a review there, but a lot of our listeners use Apple, so it'd be real dope if you give us a 5-star review and a comment, because the comments always make us laugh, especially when they're real funny. So definitely do that. And if they're real funny, we'll probably say something about them on here. Also, go to change.org. Bring my baby back into office. Bring back Saki Bomb. Great comments again. We'll get shouted out on this show. We're ready to go, bro. Like, I'm ready to get loose on this BS that's been coming on the pipe this past week.
Let's set it up with, I know this is a little bit not old, but this has been the hot topic for the past few weeks. And since it's close to Super Bowl weekend, let's play a little bit of Damar Hamlin.
I can't tell you how appreciative I am of all the love, all the support, and everything that's just been coming in my way. What happened to me on Monday Night Football, I feel is a direct example of God using me as a vessel to share my passion and my love directly from my heart with the entire world. And now I'm able to give it back to kids and communities all across the world who need it the most. And that's always been my dream. That's always been what I stood for and what I'll continue to stand for.
Now, when I heard this, it made me think of you right away, Joel, because he said, like, you know, God put me in this position and this and that, right? And then it made me think of you, where you're always like, well, what God, what are they talking about when they say God? You know what I mean?
Because first thing I thought,
I'm not into the belief that he's a clone. I believe it's a body double, because you know me, I always play devil's advocate. I always try to push back. And I'm like, bro, there is no tattoos. I look through numerous pictures where he has tattoos on both arms. And he has, because people are like, oh, the picture's inverted, this and that. It's on his other arm. I'm like, well, what explains the two arms have tattoos? Like, there should be, like, no matter inverted or not, we should have seen tattoos. Plain and simple.
Yeah. And I know at the end of the video, when he puts the hands up, the tattoos are seen. People keep talking about that, but it's very easy to video edit when something's right in front of the camera like that. It's very easy to do. What you can't do is when somebody's at a weird angle, like from the back, or they're moving to the side. And that was where people caught there weren't any tattoos. So I'm kind of like you. I'm more on the belief that it's a body double with some sort of deep fake. I think they use some sort of deep fake technology over his face. Maybe they CGI tattoos. Maybe they did something, you know, when his hands came up like that. It was digitally altered. That's the only thing I can think of because the tattoos weren't shown from the back. Now, what's crazy is that post that I put up on Instagram got flagged today. Got flagged. Like, bro, are you kidding me right now? So it had to be a shit ton of people that are so butt cheeks tight over Hamlin. They're just worshiping this guy. Again, back to the idolization. Worshiping this guy. Reporting this. So then we get hit with a fact check. The best part about the fact check is they don't even tell you what's wrong with it. They were just basically like, well, it literally said, almost verbatim, that conspiracy theorists think he wasn't there, and that's it. And I'm like, you didn't explain why this is wrong. Like, it's so crazy to me, man. Like, and we know how social media is. I'm just flying off because I feel like it today on this shit because people were jumping in the comments like, oh, it's you guys are something else trying to, this man loves God and he's trying to be there for everybody. Look at the kids. I'm like, yeah, man, what? Look at the kids. That's what I'm looking at. I'm hoping they don't get their blood drank tonight. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, and it's crazy, too, because, like, we got, like, you know, death threats or they're going to beat us up and this and that. I always think those are hilarious, man, when people get onto that level because they're so mad. They don't even know us. They don't follow us, you know, just because the post blows up. They want to, you know, be superheroes. And I'm like, man, most of these people don't even watch football. They don't even know anything about it. But now all of a sudden, Damar Hamlin, and they don't even realize why they love Damar Hamlin so much. And to me, I just really feel like and that's just my personal opinion, like, you know, is that I don't think he made it off that field. And I think they're saving face. And I think it had to do with the jabbity jab, man. I just really think that's really what happened at the end of the day.
We'll know if he's playing football again or not. And even then, now, if he's playing football again, then maybe we can start talking clone. Maybe we can start talking clone then.
But see, in that time, like, they could switch it up. Like, I don't think there's I know there's clone technology, but I think that it would be too soon. But shit, by September, that's a different story. And plus, we don't know how long it takes, you know, to actually get a clone. And we don't know how much advanced they are with clones. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We only know that bit of information that we've digging up. And we know it's possible. We know they can do it. We just don't know how long it takes and what the actual process is. But yeah, no, I'm with you. I just thought it was a story that we should just touch on a little bit because so many people have been fired up. And my thing is like clone, not clone, real, not real. That's really the byproduct of like, who cares? Like if that's real or not, the thing to me is like what happened is definitely being overshadow the actual thing, which is, I believe, has to do with the jab, because I don't think that's what happened to him. But, you know, it is what it is. I just wanted to touch it because so many people are getting their butt cheeks tight and all pissed off and getting in our DMs. Like, I mean, not our supporters, but like, you know what I mean? These random lurkers that are just like, I can't believe. What the fuck do you care,
bro?
Or the
ones that are like, answer me. I'm going to keep sending you DMs till you answer me. Answer me. And then they start calling you a myriad of just nasty, awful names. Oh, I'm like, again, back to the idolization, bro. I never get mad if somebody talks bad about somebody that I like that I don't know. Ever. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter, man. Who cares? Like, you don't
know. Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, right.
it's just a hilarious thing that I thought that, like, you know, hopefully one of those people gets so mad that they feel like they need to jump on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Listen to it. Maybe they'll get they'll be like, that was me. I was the one. I'm like, all right, cool.
Wait, hey, maybe they'll end up on the show like old girl from last week.
Yeah, man, you can easily get up. Come on, man, we're going to take you. If you get in the DMs and you say some bullshit, we're going to easily air you out, man. Don't get on that level, man. Better calm it down. But besides that, I know this is another story because, like, you know, we do so much stuff, and since we work and stuff, we don't always get the time to peel back the stories. And we touched on this weeks ago as well, and I thought we should jump back into it a little bit with the whole Nancy Pelosi, you know, the actual footage, the body cam came out with her and her husband. And first of all, Man, that shit seems so fucking staged and fake. Like, when you see them going, and then he's like, hey, guys, what are you guys doing? And then, like, all of a sudden, then the guy's like, looks at the cop and is like, hit him. Like it looked cute. You know what I mean?
Bro.
That's what I saw.
Listen, anybody that's been listening to the show long enough knows I'm a huge pro wrestling fan. I love it. And if you wonder why, it's fake. And they tell you it's fake. You're not wondering. I'm in it for the story. I'm in it because it's fake. They're not lying to me. I could enjoy it. They're not like the rest of these sports entertainment that's out there that's lying to us, sucking our dollars dry. So anyway, when I saw him turn around and look at Buddy and he like hit him with the... First off, you don't actually see it connect because he does it behind the door. So if you yep. notice when he goes to hit him, he also puts his hand... other hand with it. That's a pro wrestling technique. Whenever they go yep. to hit, they'll put the other hand there. It'll soften it and they can make a sound like it sounds like it's being hit. The way he hit him, the body cam, it was looking directly through like the opening of the door that was open. The hit yeah. happened off camera. So you never saw the hit. Like it was just barely off camera. And then the cop runs around as the bodies are dropping. And was that Pelosi like snoring? There was like a whole snoring thing. It was like,
yeah, it was
and he
so
was all
weird,
like laid
bro.
Out all crooked. I'm like, dude, this is the most staged fake thing I have ever seen. It is crazy. Oh,
and the 9/11 tape was the 911 call was so out of this world too. Like he's like, yeah, you know, I'm just got this guy here. He's waiting for my wife. I think he wants to kill her or something. I'm not really sure. Just chill. Do you want us to send something? Ah, I mean, nah, it's good. Like, and I know people are like, well, you know, he's panicked. He's trying, bro. You could easily call 911 and be talking to that guy and have the phone, and you're not on the phone. You know, you just have it, you know, dialing, and they're gonna come. Like, if you don't say anything, they're just going to show up. The guy took, like, what do they say, 16 shots at the window to break it in this high-prestige area that, like, if I or you are just walking around, they're going to be like, hey, what are you doing over here? You're going to get, hey, we got to, you know what I mean, right away. Nobody heard him breaking the window. He was in there for who knows how long.
Listen, and the thing was, Pelosi didn't even say it was a guy. He said, I have a human in here. What are you then?
No.
What is he then? If that lizard if he's got person. A human in there, like what are you? AI lizard person? Nephilim? Yeah. What are you? Like this is what I'm talking about. He literally said human. If anybody could go check this out, it's hilarious. That was the thing that I took away from it. He was like, I've got a human in here. And he's looking for my wife. This is how he's talking. Like he's all like, hey, like, are you okay? He's like, oh yeah, I'm just fine. They're like, do you need anybody to come out there? It's like, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm like, bro, this is the weirdest thing ever. And then the fakest body cam thing ever. Bro, how long did it take for them to release the footage? It's almost like they went back and shot it later.
Yes.
Because they were like, we got to show that this is a QAnon, which they leaned in heavy with on all the news heavy. Stories again. He's a big Q supporter. He's a big Trump supporter. And
even though he
really
was like found
that.
Out to be a socialist and that you right. know he lived in a van, he was real hippie-ish. And the Vamp, actually, he has there's like not a lot of people are playing this. A few like, you know, podcasts and it was a local report in San Francisco with KTVU that they had a little interview with the Pap. And then I'm gonna play a little bit of it. And I think you're right. Like, they even had him play this role even more where he's, like, playing that part of, like, yeah, I'm this crazy conspiracy guy that, like, you know, is against the system and I'm trying to kill lizard people, which there probably are lizard people. I'm not going to lie. If you're going to say anybody's a lizard person, Nancy Pelosi's one of the perfect people.
Okay, so what do you want to say? Because they released, as you know, they released the video earlier today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes. What did you want? Thank you for calling me. What did you want? What did you want to tell me?
Now that y'all have seen the body cam footage, I have an important message for everyone in America. You're welcome. Freedom of liberty isn't dying. It's being killed systematically and deliberately. The people killing it have names and addresses. So I got their names and addresses so I could pay them a little visit and have a heart-to-heart chat about their bad behavior. The Tree of Liberty needs watering. We need men of valor, patriots willing to put their own lives on the line to stand in opposition to tyranny. I would also like to apologize. I want to apologize to everyone. I messed up. What I did was really bad. I'm so sorry. I didn't get more of them.
I'm really sorry. I didn't get more of them. And the audio is a little bad because he's like probably on a jailhouse phone and everything, or allegedly, which I don't believe that he's even in jail. But he hit all the, like, he talked about the Tree of Liberty and you know how it's from time to time and, you know, it needs to be a patriot. And it's like weird because it's like, why would he use verbiage of a patriot at all? And then later on in that, you know, he talks about how, he had a website and had all the truth on it and they shut him down. So I was like, well, yeah, they're definitely trying to paint. And they use Q and QAnon people as like that, like poster child. But it's really an attack on anybody that's questioning authority. If you're questioning authority, they want to put you in this category that you're the vamp or the vamp or whatever. And it's just like, it's crazy. And isn't the guy DeVamp? Isn't like that the guy from Workaholics? Adam DeVamp? it's nuts. But really, to me, it's real fake. And that's all I got to say about it. That's all I wanted to touch on it, just to say, like, it's bogus. I think you hit it perfectly. It's wrestling, man. The way they did it, it was orchestrated. And that's what it is. And they want us to all look like nuts. Other stories that I thought weren't touched on a lot that was pretty interesting to me, that is another thing that maybe we got to keep on our radar to see if we see more of this. On January 27th, The Who updated critical medicine list for radiological and nuclear emergencies.
Radiological. Yeah.
There you go. See, he got it, man. That's why there's two of us, man. You know what I'm saying? The World Health Organization today updated a list of medicines that should be stockpiled for radiological and nuclear emergencies, along with policy advice for their appropriate management. So they're talking about, in this whole article, about like basically if a nuclear bomb is set off in the heart of this whole Ukraine-Russia bullshit, they're letting this off. And then we get this from Australia.
Somewhere along its 1,400-kilometer journey across Western Australia, this tiny capsule disappeared.
It had been packed by a specialized team.
But somehow got out of its packaging and fell out of a small hole in the truck left by a loose bolt.
If somebody were to discover it somewhere along the route, we are very keen that they do not handle it.
The GPS shows us where the truck stopped, where it was overnight, and the rest stops. So they'll be checked on foot, more detailed, and the main road in between, using the specialist equipment that'll come.
The capsule was packaged near Newman on the 10th of January and left the mine site between the 11th and the 14th. The package arrived in Perth on the 16th, unloaded and stored at a secured site. On January 25th, it was unpacked for inspection, and it was discovered the capsule was missing. The Hazard Management Agency was informed that evening.
Highly unusual. It's left my head in a bit of a spin.
This radiation safety expert says the way the capsule was lost is bizarre.
Typically, they're transported in highly protected casings. The housing is subjected to rigorous testing for vibrations, heat, high impact.
In a statement, Rio Tinto says the capsule was being transported by a contractor and it's working with authorities to assist in the search.
The diameter of this 5-cent coin is more than three times the size of the missing radioactive capsule. And with such a vast expanse for authorities to cover, they've warned there is a possibility it might never be found.
So it might never be found. And the day, like a couple of days after The Who releases that report, all of a sudden, this radioactive capsule that was in a package, but somehow fell out of the package. Everybody's like, this makes no sense. Like, they don't even know how it can happen. And I thought it was hilarious. And that's something I think we got to look out for with the whole Ukraine-Russia talk. I think they're trying to, like, plant that seed into our brain of like, hey man, nuclear war, man. And they don't realize that nukes are fake.
A few
gay
things though from that, you know, whole, I mean? You know, Who update on the critical medicines. One of the things I kind of took from it too is that they're trying to stockpile this medication for dispersal. So one of the things I thought about is, okay, if you're trying to stockpile it Well, then you have the lease on people's lives at that point. So what happens if there's some sort of radioactive activity and this medication does help? Well, what do you have to do to get it? Are they just going to give it to you willingly? I just don't think the WHO operates like that. Not after what we've seen the past 3 years. So to me, it's like, what are you going to demand of people if they need this medication? And what did you start to make them need the medication? How many times have they done that with a million other things? It's like you said, this whole like losing the package. Well, that's probably just a story that they threw out there. So then when something happens, ramps up with some sort of radiation that they actually legitimately release to start something, well, then they'd be like, oh, it's that package we couldn't find. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't remember that, guys? It's like a movie, man. There's been plenty of movies. A couple of people I heard pointed out, too, they were talking about it's kind of like the movie Broken Arrow. Because you know how they're in the desert and they're like John Travolta and Christian Slater, which you haven't heard that name in a long time. You know what I mean? They were like trying to steal a nuke. Like they had a hidden like nuke that was from some kind of aircraft carrier or aircraft some sort. And then they were going to use it and sell it to somebody. It's just all bullshit, man. And I think it's like just to anticipate more things that are going to happen and make us feel like, oh, man, you got to be scared, man. Now, man, you got viruses, you got, you know, this nuclear thing. And then what else do they keep scaring us about? The number one thing now, number one at the top of the list, climate change, man. Climate change is the new boogeyman, the one that everything is connected to. It's the thing that we need to fear the most. I mean, it's so bad that a couple articles that I saw that they wrote, there's this one, a climatarian. That's a new term, a climatarian. What's a climatarian, you might ask, right? You're like, hey, man, climatarian. It says why it matters. Food manufacturers, restaurants, and supermarkets are racing to cater to the zeal of lower carbon eating choices, which has people chewing plastic packages, ingredients flown in from afar, and foods that are environmentally damaging to produce. So they're basically saying, hey, you're killing the climate by eating, so we're going to give you certain types of food that are going to be beneficial to you and beneficial to the climate, because every time we send you, or this is flown from here, you know, stop trying it. To me, it gets you back to that 15 minute city shit, you know, where it's like, hey, you don't need some like mangoes from like, you know, South America. You don't need strawberries from California. You don't need like all these different produce and things that are a luxury, which is so ironic because they're telling us not to eat meat, but then they're also kind of saying like, oh, you know, we get homegrown vegetables, you know, like, and make choices that are based on the carbon footprint. Goes back to ESG, man. 15 minutes.
And what is up with all these names, man? It's starting to look like pronouns, man. This is crazy. You got sustainitarians, climatarians, climavores, reducitarians, regenivores, bro. Yeah. And it's supposed to be these different ones are different things. They do different. Some of them are just a hair meat. And then they get it from here, or they're like, well, just vegetables, but we only get it locally grown. Some people are like, well, we will get it locally grown if it's not packaged in plastic. Bro, it's so crazy. And it's like people are identifying by this. Yeah. Goes back to that identity politics, man. Everything's some sort of identity now, man. Nobody can be themselves. Nobody's just like, hey, my name's Joel. No, they got a million other things attached to that. And it's ridiculous.
I'm a they, them, climatarian, flexitarian, BIPOC, like, man, it could go on forever. These people, like, if you ever seen it, oof. I mean, I don't know how many people go on TikTok, but if you fall into one of those algorithms where someone's like, hi, my name is, and then literally it's 2 minutes of like telling you all these climate. And you're like, Jesus Christ, man, like, go fucking get some friends or something. You know what I mean? Go have a beer, man. Like, that's what you need to do. You need to relax, man, and go chill.
Right.
But, they're crazy, man. You know, they're furries, you know, got the furries all over the place too. It's all, you're right. It's to identify as, so you're no longer yourself. It's now taking from your identity, just like we've said plenty of times, and I know other people, but they touch on how race sexuality and your gender. That's not your identity. Your identity is who you are as a human being, how you treat people, what you're building. But they want you not to think that way because they don't want you to be an individual. They want you to be groupthink, hive mind, where everybody's just like,
yeah,
on the
no,
same
I totally
wavelength.
Agree with you, man. The climate stuff's just getting out of hand, but it's only going to grow. It's only going to get more and more. They're trying to pack us into smaller areas, keep us confined where we don't need anything from anywhere else. But all the while, these elites will have access to all these things. They'll be having stuff flown in from all across the world. They'll be flying there while we can't go anywhere.
Yeah, we got to stay home in our 15-minute city and charge our Tesla that will only last so long. But, it's really cold, so doesn't work. That's real convenient. Don't worry, you can always order a Uber or a Lyft, a state-funded Uber or Lyft, or get on a train. And they're starting to ramp up that whole train thing again where they're like, come on, man, get on the train, man, train, Amtrak. You know, Joe Biden was all babbling about some shit about that as well. And they just got constant things. Like, they have the season reading FC kit.
Now, you may have noticed a kaleidoscope of color on the Reading kit. Reading being proactive in highlighting climate change. The kit this year includes what they call the climate stripes, designed by Ed Hawkins, who is the professor of climate science at the University of Reading. Each of the stripes represents the average temperature for a single year relative to the average temperature from 1850 all the way down to 2022. You may notice that the shades of blue at the top indicate cooler than average temperatures, while red towards the bottom, which is towards 2022, is where the years get hotter than average.
And if you couldn't tell, that was a soccer match, or like they say overseas, football. Like, so during a soccer match, they're like, I just want to let you know we got this little climate chart thing. And how dumb are we? Like, yeah, I would assume that blue means cold and red means hot, but I think we kind of learned that in grade school. They're just putting it everywhere. You can't even get away from it. It's like everything that we try to do, they're going to constantly put it in our face. That's why I think climate, we were speaking before and we were saying like how, you know, everybody talks about the COVID hoax. And like you were saying, like, and I kind of agree with you. I do agree with you that it is that the real hoax. No, the real hoax is this climate bullshit. It's always the working class where they're like, you have to do something. I can do whatever I want as an elitist lizard person. I can pollute the environment as much as I want. I mean, there's huge factories, huge facilities that are leaking radioactive shit. Like have plastic particles everywhere. They're not being regulated. They're just going to get to pay it off and have maybe a little fine that keeps them good. But me and you, we're going to have our little carbon credits and be like, ooh, Joel, not today, man. I think you're going to have to stay inside today. Next week, man, you're maxed out on your carbon because your butt cheeks were a little loose and you let a little, you know, a little carbon out.
Yeah, I took away from that, too, was really, so just so people know that are listening, if you're not a big soccer fan or a football fan, a kit is a jersey, is their uniform. So the uniforms were striped for the climate. So these were climate change soccer uniforms that the players were wearing on the field. Like, dude, I'm telling you, it's just not ending, man. It's like that whole craze that went down like 2 years ago when everybody had BLM on all of their uniforms and jerseys, even overseas where it wasn't even happening. I'm like, how is this going? How? But that's how you know that all this globalist stuff is connected. They all talk to each other. They're all connected with each other. All these countries you think that are fighting each other, they're not fighting each other. That's all for optics. That's all for us just to see and think there's big bad boogeymans everywhere. We need to look out.
Be careful. And also, I didn't realize this. Jane Fonda broke us down with some real, you know, she's really fighting the system within and telling us what's really climate change is about.
You can take anything, sexism, racism, misogyny, homophobia, whatever, the war, and if you really get into it and study it and learn about it and the history of it and the Everything's connected. There'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
Oh, there it is. There would be no, you damn racists. Look what you did. All these damn racists are the reason there's a climate problem. If we could just eliminate all this racism, plan would be perfect, man. It would be fine. Like, we would not have to worry about plastic, ingesting plastics or overpopulation or, you know, people dying because it's so hot. Just stop being racist.
She's got the right idea, though. When I listened to her talk, because I listened to this earlier, and I thought about something when she said everything's connected. I was like, has she been listening to Kill the Mockingbirds? Because we say everything's connected. She's just trying to connect it to the wrong shit. She's trying to connect it all to climate change. But it is all connected. Every single thing she's talking about, it's all connected. And it's coming from one place. And they're trying to suppress us. That's what they're doing, man. And this is exactly what's going on. And she's just letting you know. It's almost like they're telling you behind this veil of climate change. But what they're not telling you is that, yeah, all these things are connected. All these things are going to control you. They do control you. We have you controlled. She's letting you know.
Yeah, 100%. Because that's so ridiculous, man. It made me laugh so hard when I heard her say that, because I was like, really? She's like, sexism. You know, she did the whole list of the isms of everything that's bad. And then just ended off, well, there wouldn't be a climate problem if it wasn't for racism. And you're like, what? That makes no zero sense. Because, like, then why are, like, people mining in Africa for lithium so that they can get batteries? Like, isn't that supposed to solve the climate problem? Like, this makes, oh, yeah, we need slave labor to get lithium to solve racism and climate change. So, man, it's just funny, like, these so-called activists that were from the 60s and 70s that were against the system. It just makes me laugh so hard to see, like, oh, you guys were fake the whole time. You just built this character like we did on the last episode, talking about, like, Pac a little bit. You know, it's the same thing. Like, they build these characters just so that people will follow them, because they know the human psyche loves them some idols, man. A lot of these, you know, common lurkers love them some idols. You know, you could see it all over Twitter, man. All those little fan bases, like, Bieber people and Nicki Minaj people and Megan Thee Stallion. I remember when Tory Lanez got locked up, you know, and they were like, yeah, that's what you get. Like, man, I don't know who these motherfuckers. I could care less. I care less what they fucking do. Now they're trying to stick on climate change a little bit. They want to ramp up. And they said, you know what? We need more climate change fighting technology. They need to fight this climate change with technology.
Technology to remove the planet-warming greenhouse gas CO2 from our atmosphere must be urgently ramped up. That's according to leading climate experts in a new report. It does need some explanation, so let's take you to our environment correspondent, Jonah Fisher. Jonah, I thought the plan was that we were going to plant a lot more trees. That's what we needed to do to get rid of CO2 in our atmosphere. What are these scientists saying now?
Well, what these scientists are saying is that can only be part of the solution, that the problem is so severe that even if we do manage to massively cut the amount of carbon dioxide that we're putting into the atmosphere at the moment, that nature will not be enough on its own to compensate. So at the moment we have trees, forests absorbing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Soil under the right conditions does the same thing too. But what these scientists are saying in their report is that more technology will be needed in the future to take more of that carbon dioxide out of the air. At the moment, these technologies are relatively new. Some are in the process of being deployed, but effectively what these scientists are saying is right now we need to be putting more money into developing these technologies, because further down the line, 5, 10, 20 years down the line, we may well need them to get more carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and potentially even to try and help reduce global temperatures if, as expected, they continue to heat up at an alarming rate.
What I heard from all that, we need more money. You know what I mean? Give us more money. That's what we need, because that's why they rebranded climate change to climate change. Remember, it was global warming and that was the thing, but then it kind of like blew up in their face because they're like, man, it's been kind of colder over here. And they're like, oh, climate change. So you can have different weather patterns, and then we're able to blame it on tornadoes and those bomb cyclones that are just coming out of everywhere now. You know what I mean? A bomb cyclone. They just love that little, or What was the other one? The Armageddon ones. They love to use those analogies as well. Like, you know, Ice-mageddon. It's Snow-mageddon. Like, you're like, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, that's what I heard from it too, Sean. It's just money. They're just trying to find another way to launder money. Also, I think some of these scientists are legit. I think they only know what they know, right? They only know what they're taught. And a lot of them aren't part of or privy to this overarching control system, right? They don't really know. They're just in this cog and they're loving science and we're going to save the environment. But that's how you really get a good con going, right? You have the right people that believe in the con that are intelligent-ish, put the air quotes right there, that, you know, have a lot of education, but they don't have a lot of street smart, so they don't have a lot of perception when they're looking at something, right? Or discernment is a better word for it. They don't have that when they're looking at what's going on. All they see is, hey, this is my job in this place. Like, I've got this job and my job is to figure out this part of stopping climate change. But they're not sitting back looking at the whole thing like somebody that's running the system, that's running the con game. So you do have a lot of these people that are really pushing hard and they are getting a lot of subsidies from the government. So it's helping them also be able to look into stuff they want to look into. See, that's the thing that we don't talk about. A lot of these scientists do this just so they can get access to what they really want to study. Because the stuff they really want to study, the government wants them doing. They want them discovering stuff. They just don't want us knowing about it. Like, once they discover it, once they figure it out, well, yeah, we're going to keep this over here. You know, just keep this under wraps. You know, the average person doesn't need to know this. That's how they do it.
This is... Yeah, they're trying to keep it all for the lizard people, man. We all know that, man. These damn lizard people are so selfish. They want everything to themselves. And, you know, man, you're right. Like, these scientists, like, and sometimes, you know, not that it's not their fault, but yeah, they're so blinded by whatever they're studying and they believe in it and they're passionate about it. And it's only one speck of what the whole climate change thing is, but they're only studying that. They're not looking at the bigger picture and what's actually going on. They're not investigating all of it. And then when they do kind of want to question it, they fall back because they know they're going to lose funding. They're not going to be able to their little pet projects that they want to do and that they're really passionate about. Because a lot of these people, because you got to remember, especially when they're in government, the government does not get the brightest people, man. They don't get the best and brightest. Those people go into the private sector.
It
happens every time. Like, all the best doctors, where do they work? Private sector. Best lawyers? Private sector. You know what I mean? That's why public defenders and all that aren't all that great, because most of them are not the top of their class. The top of the class people have their own practice and they're smart enough to start their own thing. It's just how it goes.
Totally agree with that.
There's a lot of other things you could do though, Joel, like to save the planet. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're here. You know, we're here to save the planet. And luckily, there's these people in this world that just bless us with some great content. That just, you know, and great ideas to really do. Emma Thompson, she's a British actor. She gives us a new approach to how we can find protein. You know what I mean? There's so many aspects that we could go down. And this is what she thinks. A new way that we could find a new source of protein.
Hello, and welcome to the Extinction Rebellion Extreme Weather Warning. For those of you expecting a habitable future, we've got some pretty gloomy projections for you. Climate crisis trends show an increased chance of warmer, wetter winters and hotter, drier summers, along with an increase in the frequency and intensity of extremes. Better wrap up warm, stockpile food, and remember that there's a surprising amount of protein in the average household pet. Looking ahead, we're on course to sail past our 1.5 degree centigrade target, putting us on track for long-lasting and irreversible change.
So don't worry, you know, if you get hungry because the planet's warming up so much that it kills all the food, you could just eat your dog. You know what I mean? You just eat your dog. No problem.
Whatever pet you have. You got like,
yeah, whatever
mice,
you have.
Just go get little Fievel out of there and just go ahead and cook him up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, just maybe stockpile on pets, you know? Just have a bunch of, be a cat lady, you know what I mean? You have cats everywhere. You got dogs. You got little fish. You're good. You're set to go. That's the new prepping.
But the best part is, in a lot of these countries, and even in the U.S., some of these pets are illegal to eat. So, like, what is she even talking about? Like, it's the most ridiculous shit, man. I swear, man, they do this just to fuck with us. I know they do, Sean. There's no way that I know some of these people are stupid, but I know for a fact when they're reading stuff off a teleprompter or they got something written down there reading off of, this is for a reason, man. They know when she said, eat your pet, how many people were going to be like, are you shitting me? And how many people like you and me were going to get on a podcast and be like, look at this dumb bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, God.
Yeah, they want to get their message out. They try to say something extreme, you know, like, oh, like just like with the whole abortion stuff, like people would be like, oh, do you want to abort a kid at 5 years old or 10 years old? And they say these extreme things because then you're right. It keeps it into the ether. It keeps people in their mindset of like, oh, man, maybe it is port. I love my dog. And if you notice, even with COVID, they were doing this. They attack people's pets because, especially in America, people have come very attached to their pets, which I understand. Like, I mean, I've been there too. You know, like dog dies, man. It's part of your family. And so they'll be like, hey, man, but watch out, man. Your dog might have COVID, man. You know what I mean? Your dog might have COVID. So he's giving you COVID, bro. Like, they're just going after the pets because they're like, then they know people are going to take it to take the vaccine or you're going to have to kill your dog. And they're like, okay, just give it to me. Just give it to me. Because people aren't having kids. They're just having dogs. They're getting dogs and treating them like kids.
Dude, there were idiots like putting masks on their dogs. I've seen it. I was in Philly. I saw it. I saw a lady walking her dog and they both had masks on outside. I'm like, you shitting me right now, man? Now, granted, this was like right during the height of COVID, but like still, bro. Still! Like, what? Like, what? Like, dude,
that's a level of dumbass that just, like, is beyond.
But see,
man.
These are people that vote. These are people that like literally make decisions that change your life. Like, this is what we're talking about right now. Not that I think voting's real. You know, everybody that's been listening to this podcast long enough knows how I feel about that. I'm just saying, on a base level, these are people that vote, that actually are allowed to go vote. It's just like, dude, I just can't with some of these people. I just don't understand it. I don't understand how there's not one brain cell that works up there. Not one.
Yeah, they don't even question it, really. They're just like, yeah, that's a good choice. Let me put a mask on my dog. You know what I mean? Like, when their nose is so important, that's baffling to me. Like, I didn't get to see that. I think that I may have fell over laughing because I would be like, no fucking way, man. This can't be real. That's when you'd be like, maybe I am in a simulation at this point. And I'm in Sims and someone's playing this weird trick on me and they're just added a mask to their dog because there's no way that you could think that that was a healthy thing for your
animal. Bro, that was a wild trip, man. That was the first time that I linked up with Tony Merkel was when I went to Philly. And this was right around the height of COVID. This is in 2001, but we're talking like early 2001. So we're still pumping, you know what I mean? And, you know, it wasn't like mask everywhere, but like we're in downtown Philly. So like Philly is super left, especially when you get into like the like city area. So like the Airbnb I was staying at, I come walking out and I look. And I swear every single window, because these are all like apartments and like lofts and stuff, had a BLM like sign in the window. And these were every single one of them white people. All of them. I went all the way down, bro. I went three streets down and I'm looking. I'm like, what is going on? Then everybody had masks on outside jogging with masks on. I'm like, dude, you know that's hurting you right now. It's not actually helping you. It's hurting your respiratory system. But nobody has a brain cell left anymore. It's just like, I'm living in a fucking fantasy world, Sean. I don't know what's going on.
And to like just a side note on the mask thing, I knew this from the get-go, and a lot of other people knew probably as well, but we knew this was going to be a thing where it's going to psychologically damage, especially children. And what's happening is that people are having low self-esteem And it's shown that those people that have the lower self-esteem, that feel they're ugly or are worried about like their looks, that like people are going to think of them, so are wearing more masks. They're the ones that are covered up the most because they don't want people to see their face. And that's the sad part. It's like you're not helping them as a human being. You're actually making it worse for them, which the lizard people don't give a fuck. But I'm just saying, like, that's why we like don't want you to wear a mask. First of all, it's not good for you. It's not healthy for you. It makes you sicker. That's why more people have caught in, you know, the flu and all that after massive people been wearing these masks. It hasn't helped. If you notice, the people that have got the most jabs and wear the mask the most have been sick more than anybody else.
More deaths too, man. And that's a proven fact. That came out of Vayers. That came out of the CDC. They can't even deny it anymore, man. This is all out there in the open at this point, if you want to see it. I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that still won't believe it because they're not going to, it's the cognitive dissonance. It's kicked into them. They're not going to take it on board that they could have been tricked, that they could have been fooled. So they're just going to keep believing whatever until they kill themselves, man. I mean, you've got people still getting boosters still, like, oh my God, man. I'm like six boosters. And I'm like, what is going on, man? How are you still alive? Like, I want to know, like, what, how are you still alive? Like, I don't even know how you could be, but I mean, you got guys coming out, man, doctors now that were on board originally, and now they're coming out now, and they're like, all these bodies are dropping, man, all this myocarditis, and they're seeing it, and they're coming out, and they're like, this isn't right. You need to pull this stuff off the shelves, like, make a difference, but the government doesn't give a damn, man. It's all about money. You know, I go with you on that baseline level of that, you know. Screw all the occult stuff and all that. We won't get on that piece of it. Just down to the brass tacks, man. It's about money. And these guys are making a shit ton still off of this.
And speaking of them trying to make more money, here's a little a Pfizer advertisement.
Have heart failure and still experience unresolved symptoms? Heart failure and seemingly unrelated symptoms like carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, irregular heartbeat, and lower back pain could mean something more serious called ATTRCM, a rare underdiagnosed disease that worsens over time. So it's important to recognize the signs. Sound like you? Call your cardiologist and ask about ATTRCM.
And don't worry though, Pfizer has a medication for this new ATTRCM. Like, you know what I mean? It's like this new thing that's happening to people. And they even make it seem like it's genetic, right? Like, they're like, yeah, man. So all of a sudden, like, we've been, you know, human beings for a long time. There's been all these studies. And then now all of a sudden, there's like, hey, man, yeah, genetically, you might be more prone to have myocarditis. Like, they're trying to spin everything into their favor where they're like, yeah, you know, like, and basically what ATTR is just like it's basically myocarditis, like a form of, like, the swelling of the heart. And it's very hilarious to me, like, not hilarious, like, obviously I feel bad for people that got tricked into the situation and don't see what they did and what Pfizer's been doing, and they're just falling like, oh yeah, there's this new thing. Like, the next thing we're gonna hear that there's gonna be a myocarditis virus. Like, hey man, hopefully you don't get a myocarditis virus, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, what the fuck? Like, when you know, we've seen all these commercials of kids where they're like, oh man, you know, it's so normal for a second grader to have a heart attack. And you're like, what? What? I'd never heard of that before. Like, you always thought of it like, you know, 40s and up or 50. Usually 50 would be the key. And usually, you know, it was red meat back in the days. But, you know, like, oh, if he eats too much of this and he eats too much of this, you know, you smoke and this and that, you're more prone. At least that's believable. I could get that. You smoke, damage your body, obviously. But for a first grader, and then they're like, yeah, it's normal, bro. Like, it happens all the time, man. Like, you remember, like, when I don't know about you. I know for sure me, I never saw any of my classmates in grade school.
No, man, not at all.
Have a heart attack. Did you?
Dude, not that. You know, if it was something, it was like cancer or something. You know what I mean? That, you know, you see people of all ages dying from, but not. Not a heart attack, man. Nobody's even heard of that. Also, for anybody that's looking for this episode, you won't have a problem finding it because I promise you Spotify is going to have a nice little blue banner underneath this episode. It's going to give you whatever information you'd like about COVID-19 because we've been talking about it. all episode.
Oh, yeah, definitely. that's going to happen for sure. And why not roll another little ad? This one's another doozy that Pfizer rolled out.
If this were the real COVID-19, I would be in real trouble because I have asthma.
And I have depression.
I have diabetes.
And I struggle with my weight. For us, COVID is a whole different ballgame.
In fact, you could be one of almost 200 million Americans with a high risk factor that makes COVID even riskier.
Which is why you need to be ready and have a plan. Other risk factors, including heart disease or being inactive.
Even being over 50 or being a smoker can put you at serious risk.
Could that be you? Find out. Go to noplangood.com and know your risk factors. Then make a plan.
Because if you get COVID on top of asthma, like I did, the last thing you want to do is wait and see. Be ready, have a plan. And ask your doctor about treatment options that may help.
Have a plan. The best one for me, the kicker, was the guy was like, I have depression. You're like, wait, what the fuck? The asthma, you kind of go, okay, that makes sense. Heart disease, okay. You're overweight. The guy's like, yeah, I'm just depressed as fuck. And they're like, oh my God, you're depressed. You might be getting COVID, man. You might want to make a plan. And the plan, I guess, is to go get boosted and all jabbed up with all kinds of fucking shit.
Spotify's going to give us two blue bears after this episode.
yeah. They're going to be a little confused, though. They're like, I'm not sure if they're promoting it or they're against it. I'd be like, no, it's a comedy. We're just, making little jokes about it.
We're listening to some cool little music. It's like, dun, 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 dun. Get a plan. Dun, 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 dun.
I know, I love that shit. But still, the one that got me the most is the depression guy. He's like, I have depression. You're like, wait, what are we talking about now?
Well, you know, they say it's like a disease, bro. They tout it as a disease. And I'm like, look, man, I get it that there are people that are like clinically depressed, that have issues. Maybe they need some medication. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lot less than what they're making it out to be, man, because everybody's got some sort of disorder, man. As a matter of fact, you know, I was talking to my son. He's in high school. And he was like, yeah, it's like a cool thing for kids to tell you like what their thing is. Oh, I'm bipolar. I take this X medication. Oh, I'm this. I take this medication. Bro, it's like a badge of honor or something. I'm like, it's all that TikTok, man, rotting their damn brains, man. That's exactly what it is.
It's like being a climatarian. You know what I mean? Like, it's like another badge of honor. And the thing that's crazy to me about it is like, yeah, there is depression. There is bipolar. And I get it that people may need medication. But to me personally, and from my own standpoint, like being somebody that has dealt with issues like that, the medicine masks it. You know what I mean? You really have to be active, just like anything. You want to build an empire. You want to be a great podcaster. You want to make it in music. You have to work at it, just like that with any of these ailments that may stem from trauma. Or if you don't deal with that past trauma, and you're still going to be depressed. I don't care how much medicine you take.
Yo, and I'm going to spit off real quick, bro, on something you just said. And this is just for anybody that's listening, because Sean and I get a lot of requests from people of like, how you doing this? How you successful with this? What's going on with this? I'm going to tell y'all right now, here's the secret sauce. Work! Fucking work! Like, Sean and I work our asses off, and we put so much effort into everything we do, whether it's social media, whether it's the podcast, whether it's music, whether it's documentary films that I'm a part of, whether it's any guest spots that we're on. We research, we put in effort, we figure out what formula works for us. There's not a set formula. Let's just say that real clear. There's not a set formula. You can take pieces of other people's formulas, but that exact formula is not going to work for you. That's not how it works. And it's going to be a lot of trial and error and a lot of fucking failing. Like, that's going to be part of it too, that you're going to fail all the time. You're going to have an emoticon of success out of all that failing. Now, that success could be really big, but you're going to fail a lot. You can't give up either. That's the other part of it. So, again, got on my little soapbox real quick, because Sean and I had been talking about this earlier today, and you just said that. It made me think, because Sean, I get a lot of DMs, a lot of emails, and a lot of questions. Look, sometimes it's learning how to put out good content. You could be putting out a shit ton of content. If it's not good and it's not connecting with people, you're wasting your time. That's all about the trial and error and finding out the formula that works for you.
Yeah, and to like piggyback off you real quick, I agree. Not just like trial and error, but also not being afraid to fail, because people don't realize, like, even like today, I'm tired. Like, I'm sure you're tired. We work regular jobs, man. Eventually we're trying to build our empire to not have to do that. Like, you know, what we would be passionate about, the things that make us, that drive us. But also, when those days that you're feeling bad and you're, you know, not feeling up to it, you still got to do it. You know what I mean? If you don't do it on those days that you're feeling the worst, that's the day you got to do it even more. Because when you set back, when you go, oh, you know what? I'm not feeling hot today. I'm not going to record a podcast. I'm not going to write this poem, or I'm not going to record my verse, fill in the blank of whatever it may be. Then that's the time when you have to do it harder, because you know that those moments are going to happen at any time in life. And that's when you got to do it.
Right. Right. And it's important. I mean, fortunate thing for you and me is like, we have each other. So, you know, one's getting kind of down, the other one's grinding, you know, like, not that we're never not both simultaneously grinding, but we have a good way of keeping each other accountable, which is good. I would say for somebody that doesn't have that, find you someone that can keep you accountable. That would be good for you to have, even if they're not involved with what you're doing, just somebody you can bounce ideas off of and talk to. I know some really good podcasters that are solo, you know, some really good ones. Juan would be a really good example of a solo podcaster. But you know what Juan does? Ask everybody questions, man. Always trying to learn, always trying to get better. That's why he's got a dope podcast. That's why he's fire. So that, you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. You're never settled with getting at a certain level. You never arrived. You're always creating. You're always evolving as an artist in whatever you do. You know, I consider podcasting an art. It's an art form. Not everybody can do it. No, or not everybody can do it well. That's like music, right? Yeah, everybody can do it, but not everybody can do it well. And again, maybe you start out and you're not that great, but you got the drive and you're going to learn how to do it. But again, there's no set formula. People come to us with formulas all the time, especially when it comes to like social media. Like, well, how are you doing this? Whatever. Like, bro, like, it took a lot of failing.
And still to this day, we just throw shit to the wall and hopefully it sticks. We don't know. Like, there's posts that sometimes blow up, like, where we're like, whoa, man, I didn't expect that. And we're just throwing shit at the wall that we, you know, that's in our wheelhouse that we feel is interesting or, yeah, that we already like. And we don't know if it's going to pop. We're like, you know, sometimes there's ones that we're like, man, this is my favorite post I put up and nobody likes it. You know what I mean?
Hell, there's podcast episodes that are like that, where we'll do a podcast episode. I'm like, bro, this one's going to go. And then it's like our average, you know, listeners. And then like an episode that we do, and I'm like, I loved it for me, but I don't know how it's going to connect with other people. And then it blows. Like, you just don't know, man. You don't know how people are going to connect with stuff. And that's why it's important to constantly evolve, constantly put out good content. And if you find something that works, integrate that in. Make that a normal part of what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, people like a lot of the green screen reels that I do. So I keep those going. I enjoy making them, for one. And two, people connect with them. So that's part of what we do now. So there's different things that you find that work, and you just keep growing. Again, there's no set formula, man. You could sit there and look at how anybody that's ever done anything, Michael Jordan, Joe Rogan, Tom Brady, you could look at them and be like, oh, I'm going to do exactly like they did. That don't mean nothing.
Well, plus, you're going to have to drink baby blood. That's not going to be indicative of you making like that. So, and sacrifice somebody. So, correct. I don't know if you really want to go that route.
You got that part two.
But back to the scheduled program. I'm going to go back with this because we're talking about a lot of the vaccines and stuff. And I think that the vaccine thing's over, man. Dr. Bill Gates is back on the scene, and he's got something to say about that.
We think we can also have, very early in an epidemic, a thing you can inhale that will mean that you can't be infected, a blocker an inhaled blocker. We also need to fix the three problems with vaccines. The current vaccines are not infection blocking. They're not broad, so when new variants come up, you lose protection. And they have very short duration, particularly in the people who matter, which are old people. And every one of those things is fixable. In fact, doing that work is going to help vaccinology very, very broadly.
So you heard it here first. He said all the vaccines right now are shit. They're going to have a vaccine hailer.
Yeah, and not only that. And not only that, though, Sean, he's basically saying this was all a test. Past few years, this was all them just testing stuff out. So whether you think that the vaccines were made a long time ago and they put them out whenever, it doesn't matter. They haven't been able to do any kind of testing on like a wide global scale with anything. They just did. Obama came out and said it. Like, this is a, he just told you again. So if you think you're not a test subject and you got jabbed up, well, you were.
Yeah, it's a fact. That's a fact. Well, I mean, it's a fact. And technically, we were too, because we were just a placebo. You know what I mean? We were the ones that didn't take it. Yeah. We were the placebo, so that they could go, this is what these guys are doing.
They also want to see how we, how our body, like, they're also testing people that didn't get vaccinated, because they want to see a couple things. How their bodies reacted around people that are vaccinated, you know, all the shedding, all those other things that are going on. Also, how our bodies reacted to COVID, you know, how we handled whatever different variants or whatever they put out there, how we handled it not being on any vaccines too. So there were so many different tests that were going on. It was a global test. It still is. It's still going on. But he just, you know, Bill Gates pulled his money. He's feeling pretty good about himself. You know, it'd be funny if we could actually get like a clip collage of when it started with him to where it is now and just see the absolute double talk coming out of his mouth to now. It's ludicrous. But you could literally do that to people that are jabbed up, that believe in it, and yeah, then still 100%. Not believe it. Like, it's so crazy.
And then,
crazy.
Like, with the, you know, whole myocarditis and the mRNA vaccine, it says, renowned, this is in Gateway Pundit, renowned MIT professor and drug safety analyst specialist calls for immediate suspension of all mRNA COVID vaccines. Last Sunday night, Professor Levy from Massachusetts Institute of Technology warned about the risks associated with experimental mRNA COVID vaccines. Levy has been a faculty member at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts since 2006. I have more than 30 years of experience as a practitioner and academic in using data and analytics to assess and manage risks, particularly in context of health systems, health policies, as well as management of safety and quality of manufacturing of biochemical drugs. Levy claims that neither government nor big pharma companies have been able to deliver their efficiency claims. It can be recalled that Pfizer president of international developed markets, Jane Smalls, admitted that vaccines had never been tested on its ability to prevent transmission, contrary to what was previously advertised. So they were saying, first, remember, like you said, I'm going to try to dig up something like that, you know, like maybe for a future episode, just to remind us, because I think it's good to have little reminders every now and then. At first, you get the jab, can't get COVID. Then it was, you get the jab, well, you could get COVID, but you can't transmit it. Then it was, you could get the jab, you will get COVID and you can transmit it, but you will not get really sick. Then it was like, okay, you will get all of that, but you won't die. And then it was just kind of left out because a lot of people were dying. And then now they're trying to come out with all these different things about myocarditis, of where myocarditis is because the food we eat. Not saying that, and that's easy to believe because of all the GMOs in our food. You know what I mean? You're like, damn, yeah, that's all fucked up. They keep giving these new excuses, but nobody wants to like analyze it with how many people have died and reported to VAERS database, which people laugh at and they're like, oh, well, people just wrote whatever, you know what I'm saying? But then when they say that they did good, you know, like, hey, you know, the jab was good for me, those are people also just saying their opinions of what happened to them. But we believe them, but the people that said bad things, in any other case, like in the swine flu from the 70s, I think like 1,000 or a couple thousand or less people got hurt. Like they had not died. Like a couple people died, but I'm talking about, you know, they had bad side effects from it. They go, yeah, let's pull this. There's more than that. There's like 10, 20 times more with this mRNA technology. And that doesn't mean every single person is going to die. It doesn't mean it's going to affect everybody, but it's going to affect a lot of people. And that's the thing that sucks too, is that people are like, well, I got it. Nothing happened to me. Well, what? My brother can't take penicillin. I could take penicillin. So how are you going to say that, oh, mRNA worked for me? Well, it might not work for the next person. And we should listen to the people that are like, hey, this killed my such and such, fill in the blank. And we're constantly, and I don't like to see them too much. I get why people do it. But there's these pages dedicated to showing people that had took the vaccine and then not too long after passed away. I hate it because it's real morbid for me, and I try to think the positive spin of it. But it's true, man. There's a lot of people, and nobody wants to look into it because they're so putting the blinders on, and it works. Believe the state. Fauci's our guy. You know what I mean? What, that little troll wouldn't tell us, you know, he wouldn't lead us wrong, man. That's our boy, man. Fauci. He's the god.
Three blue banners from Spotify on this episode. You will have any problem fighting it. COVID. COVID. COVID.
Strike three. No, yeah, it's good to touch back on that. And I think that we will, like you said, like I was saying earlier, like we should revisit it. You know what I mean? Definitely revisit it down the road, just so people, I think I am going to get some clips together, like of like montages of like how they change, right? Their tone changed through the whole time. Cause that's what they do to us. They try to tell us one thing and they think we're going to forget. And we're like, hey man, we live in the age of technology now, man. We have it all recorded. This is not the 40s and the 30s where you could say whatever you want. And then we're kind of like, did they say that? I'm not sure. And then you could be tricked. No, we have you saying it. And it is what it is, man. Fuck them. I'm not down with mRNA. And if you took it because you thought it was the best thing for you, I get it. But by now, you should realize that there is a lot of problems with it. And that's fact.
No, I totally agree, man. I mean, it's been proven. This is coming out of their mouths, too. This is mainstream media coming out, seeing it now. I mean, they're just finding new ways of trying to, like, schmooze you and make you feel okay about it. But they're still telling you that, well, you could die. You could take this and die, but you're safer.
It could be worse. I like when they say that. Like, they're like, well, it could be worse. You're like, well, they died. So I don't really, like, is it like I wouldn't go to heaven? You know, they're like, you could go to hell. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, they're really playing those little mind tricks. Like, it could be worse. You're like, I don't know, man. It's pretty bad. He's dead. They're like, well, yeah, worse though. There's a lot of shit going on with all, like, we were talking about cloning earlier, right? You sent me this article, man. I don't know if you got it pulled up. But this was interesting to me too, man. It says, startup shocked when 4chan immediately abuses its voice cloning AI. The clip run the garment from harmless to violent to transphobic to homophobic to racist.
Bro, this was awesome when I ran across it. There was a bunch of articles coming out. The one I pulled was from Futurism, and it is... It's actually hilarious because they're really serious on this... It says one of the ones that was like, this is terrible. Like, they're bringing all this stuff in here, all this AI technology, you're trying to take us over. No, this is one that was advocating for it. And it was basically, so this AI technology, I guess it's going to be used for stories. So, you know, if you do, what's a good word for it? Like audiobooks. With different actors, you could do it easily with this AI technology, and it'll mimic, which is really scary. It'll mimic celebrities and mimic people that you know. So what people were doing, you know, those 4chaners, them QAnons, boy, they get crazy. They had like Emma Watson like reading sections of like Hitler's Mein Kampf. They had like Ben Shapiro make racist remarks about AOC. They had, this is even crazier. They had like some sort of like synthesized fictional voice saying trans rights are human rights while there was like sounds like they were being strangled. I mean, 4chaners, they go to the absolute next level because it's like one of the like last hidden like dark crevices that you're not going all the way dark web, right? It's like one of the last like little ones.
Yeah, and borderline, you're like on the border right there.
So they're going nuts. So 11 Labs is the one that put out the AI, the bot, right? And they're actually, and I wonder if they're doing it on purpose for this reason, because I read what they ended up having to do. They're going to ask for verifications now to use the app. It's going to be, they call them, like, they're going to tighten the guardrails for like pay. They're going to want your payment info or even full ID verification. And they're even talking about doing like a manual verifying each cloning request. So they're already saying that they can track you back to where you made it anyway. So if people are making all of these racist and homophobic things, they're going to track it back to you anyway. I almost wonder if they put it out there on purpose to get this kind of thing going. So it's another way to corral people that would push back against the system. Because you know, a lot of those 4chaners, as incel as they are, they're very against the system. A lot of them are pretty brainwashed because they still fall for the system with their...
Or misguided. Well, I would say like
there
a
you
lot
go.
Like they might have the right, like, you know, idea on things of like, and so, like you said, a lot of them are just like, maybe not, they just say they may be against the system a little bit. And a lot of them are just trolls
too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of trolling. The internet trolling is, you know, something that's more new age of the internet, but for sure. Like, yeah, there is some people that actually really give a shit that like think they're fighting the system that way.
Right. And I do think that this was just another test, right? This was another one of those. They knew it would probably go south, but they put it out there because it was a beta test anyway. It wasn't even the full product. It was a beta test. They see what happened. So now they're going to like, okay, this is what we need to do with it. Again, just like the vaccines, like it's a test. I'm going to put it out here in space. We're going to see how things operate. Now we know how we need to react going forward. Because I always said when COVID came out and all the vaccines and the masks and everything else, I always said this was just like the first phase. This wasn't the final form. You know what I mean? This is far from the final form of what they have planned. This was more of a, let's see how many people will fall for this. Let's see how many people will push back. Now we know what we need to do next time.
And to stick onto a little bit of the AI-ish and the futuristic, you know, like dystopia that like a lot of stuff is building. Let's go to the WEF, man. We haven't touched on the World Economic Forum. Well, there's Nita Farahani. I'm probably butchering her name, but who cares? She's a dumb bitch anyways. We don't like her. She's talking about, like, you know, this is her quote. She says, what you think, what you feel, it's all just data. Data that is large patterns can be decoded using artificial intelligence. Well, here's one of the clips of her at the World Economic Forum explaining some new headband technology.
We're not talking about implanted devices of the future. I'm talking about wearable devices that are like Fitbits for your brain. It used to be that there was very little we could tell from EEG activity. But already, using consumer wearable devices, these are headbands, hats that have sensors that can pick up your brainwave activity, earbuds, headphones, tiny tattoos that you can wear behind your ear, we can pick up emotional states like, are you happy or sad or angry? We can pick up and decode faces that you're seeing in your mind. Simple shapes, numbers, your PIN number to your bank account.
Oh, now they want to steal my... Why would you want to take my PIN number? You guys are already trying to wipe out all my bank accounts with this cryptocurrency. Not cryptocurrency, but the government cryptocurrency. And I'm going to put it one step further. This is the last clip from her.
Surveillance of the human brain can be powerful, helpful, useful, transform the workplace, and make our lives better. It also has a dystopian possibility of being used to exploit and bring to the surface our most secret self. It threatens fundamentally what our own self-identity is in some ways and threatens to become a tool of oppression.
They're telling you, like you say all the time, man, she's just literally telling us, like, it's not even a like, hey, this is what's going to happen. And they try to, you know, disguise it a little bit like, yeah, it could be used for that, you know. We're not doing that, but it could be, I guess, you know, if the wrong person, Trump, gets in office or something, you know, he might do that, you know, like he could use it. But again, they're using other technologies that we've said before. I know we talk a lot about the Neuralink, which who knows? Some it's kind of looking a little psyopish when we think about that, because, you know, it's scary to like, oh, we don't want something shoved in our head. Now they're going back and pedaling back and like, no, no, man, it's a hat, man. You know, you got a Fitbit already. You have a Fitbit. I just heard like there was like, you know, there was some guy that got he murdered his wife and they caught him because of his Fitbit. He said he was at the gym at the time she died. And then they tracked where his Fitbit was and they noticed that his Fitbit at this time that he said he was at the gym, it was at his house. All of these things are made to really try to use us. Is what these people want to do is get our data. That everything is data to them. We're just another piece of data. They want to know your emotions. What makes you happy? What makes you sad? They could sell it to advertisers. They could sell it to these big corporations. Hey, this is how you market towards Joel. This is how you market towards Sean. This is the way we go, man. Look, this makes him angry. This makes him happy. This is how we pluck on those emotional strings. This is how we feed them propaganda. This is how they'll react to it. And that, to me, is the beta test that they're constantly trying to do. And you can catch this article. It's a whole article about it and has, you know, some of these clips I posted already on the Kill the Mockingbirds Telegram. Because if you know, that's really where we go a little bit more hardcore because for now, that's the safe haven. I mean, I'm sure eventually they'll tighten it up over there. But for right now, if you want to see stuff about vaccines and all that, we only post it there because obviously on Instagram, we're going to get nuked, which we've found out. firsthand that if you say certain shit, they're gonna nuke you real quick. So what do you think about this whole new technology, that not just the AI? I mean, I do feel like some of the AI is exaggerated, but this, what she's talking about, sounds more realistic, that can be implemented very soon.
Well, first, she's definitely Yuval's protege. You can hear that out of her mouth, you know what I mean? She's probably spawned from one of his microchips that he shot out of his robot dick. So that for sure happened. Yeah, you know, I do agree with you, though. I like the idea that the other stuff was a psyop, that the Elon brain chip was the psyop, because I feel like that's what they do, right? They go so far, get everybody worked up, but then they're like, no, 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 but we got this thing right here. It's not in your head. It's just like connected. It's just like your Fitbit. You just like put it behind your ear and it like connects your brain waves and you can actually like talk to it through your brain. It'll open up the door of your house. It'll start your car for you. Like you could have it hooked up to yourself all the time. Then what happens? Then the goalpost gets moved. For, you know, then you are putting a chip in your head because you got so comfortable with all the other stuff. But if anybody wants to know anything about chips, they're already doing them overseas. They've been doing it in people's hands for, what, 3 years now? So 4 years now.
Oh, I think Olivia Lauder with in Sweden, yeah. Man. It's Sweden's been like been a little bit longer than that. Like, yeah, they're like one of the, they're really the testing grounds for a lot of that
stuff.
It's
been happening. I just don't think people pay attention to what's going on overseas too much. And honestly, it's not their fault because it's hard to keep up what's going on overseas because they keep everything kind of blocked out, you know, in your zone, right? So that's why we always think they're these big bad boogeymen and all these other places, because that's what they're telling us. But if you think about it, in these other countries, they're saying the same thing about us. They're saying the same thing about other countries to them. So they're keeping us in fear, in these, you know, fear boxes where, you know, Nephilim and lizard people can suck all your louche away and feel good about themselves.
They're sucking your louche. No, yeah, you're right. Then there's people that are watching Fox News that are like, oh my God, the border is collapsing and they're coming in here. They're going to kill us. And then you go on CNN, they're like, the Trumpians, the MAGA crowd is going to kill us all with their racist ideology and their Hitler. And it's like, that's all you're seeing. So you're fearing and fighting amongst each other. It's just so funny. I think I seen you post a meme earlier on the story, and I was cracking up because it's true. You got the one that's like, everything's racist, everything's misogynistic, everything's transphobic, and then the other side is like, everything's socialist, everything's communist. You know what I mean? But they're not, they're fighting against each other, the working class, and they don't realize that they're dividing each other and they're playing a part of the game with a conquer and divide. They're just a pawn. They're these useful idiots.
Yeah, man. It's sad, really. I mean, I'm hoping that on our journey, you know, that we can strengthen the people that are pushing back against the system, because I feel like that's who's really listening to us. But I'm hoping there's people that get woke up along the way too, man. I don't know if my job in life is to wake people up. You know, I thought originally maybe that was it, but I don't think so. I think it's more of solidifying people that are thinking outside of the box and maybe make them think a little deeper. And then maybe as it grows, other people start latching on. People start waking up, man. You start building more of a movement. And I think that's what we're all trying to do here. I think ultimately we want people to be themselves and do what they want to do, man. Listen, I don't have a problem with people being transgender. I don't have a problem with people being gay. I don't have a problem with any of this stuff, man. Like, I really don't. What I do have a problem with is ideologies being pushed on people, especially kids. That's when I have a big issue with it. If you want to be 18 years old, you want to chop your dick off or whatever, bro, you're 18. Do what you want to do. You're an adult. You are an adult. Go do what you're going to do. You know what I mean? And if that's what makes you feel like you, I don't have a problem with it, man. I don't have to necessarily agree with it, but at the same time, like, do what you want to do. Like, I'm not going to hate you. Matter of fact, I'll treat you with respect. I think that's what's lost, right? I think when people also push, that's something that you and I preach, right? When we're pushing back against the system, we also need love and compassion. We also need to be able to take on board forgiveness as well. Just because you felt like you were wrong during this COVID time and people treated you a certain way doesn't mean that you have to act like them now. And there's a lot of people out there that are doing that, man. And I don't have a lot of respect for those people, because you're doing exactly what they did to you. Be the bigger person. Be something that they're not. And in doing that, maybe you help wake them up. Maybe you help connect to them in a certain way. I don't know, bro. That's how I'm trying to live life. I'm trying to love people. And hopefully people see that from us. I know we yell and scream a lot, but it's all love, baby.
Yeah, it's all love. And if you have that negative energy, we're probably not going to be around you. But we still don't have no hate for you. You know what I mean? We're not going to allow that negative energy to take us down. But it's funny you say that, because before we got on the show, I was just flipping through the news like I do, try to see what's going on. Of course, you know, the new balloon boys, everywhere, that's the hot topic. But I heard it was Fox. I think it was The Five, right, on Fox. And it was Greg Gutfeld, who I think is lame as fuck, who I think is not funny at all. I think he steals material from everybody, but that's beside the point. He was talking about it, and they were all agreeing with him. Like, he's like, hey, man. Well, the left did this to us. I think we need to double down and we need to do that to them. You know, we need to show them, give them a little taste of their own medicine. And that's not what we need to do, man. That's not helping. You're just reinforcing that divide. So all these guys on those talking heads that you see on CNN, because, you know, I've seen a lot of people during COVID and stuff, especially in the truther movement, conspiracy movement, whatever you want to call it. They were always railing against CNN. But the people that have been around for a long time were like, yeah, CNN's shit too. But also don't forget about Fox News. Like, they're not any better. You know what I mean? And people can't always see that. They get stuck and then they're like, oh, they're our side. They're
people
on our side.
People need to understand something too about these talking heads. They're entertainment. Like, their job is to create controversy for entertainment. It's like Howard Stern when he first came out. Like, he was entertainment because he was so far out there, he would push all the buttons and nobody else was pushing. He was doing stuff other people weren't doing. That's what these talking heads do too on both sides. Like, they say what they can to get their side solidified, but then piss off the other side. They do it on purpose. Half the time, they probably don't even believe what they're doing, man. They're just doing it to get ratings. It's all about ratings. How high can I get my ratings this week? What do I need to do to push ratings? It's not really about what you believe in.
Or on their personal level paycheck, you know what I mean? On a personal level, the talking head on there, not the network side of it, but them just personally, they're like, well, shit, I ain't trying to lose my job. I'm going to say some crazy shit that's going to be part of this narrative, because that's not going to work, man. We continuously do it, and I hope that people don't. Like, that's why I think we try to connect everything on this show. That's what we talk about, from cryptids to, you know, paranormal experiences to what's going on into the news, some of this AI shit, some of this COVID bullshit, this climate bullshit. And then we go into, like, actual conspiracies that we lay out. You know what I'm saying? Because especially one of our staples that's going to be forever is going to be breaking down these idols, whether that may be a news host, whether it's these anchors, a musician, an actor, so on and so forth, any politicians, anybody that people are idolizing. That's obviously the wrong way to go, man. And that's what the problem, in my opinion, that happens a lot, is people are like, stuck on these idols, so they just believe whatever they say, and they think that they're trying to lead them down the right path, and they're not. They don't care whatever happens to you, because they're in their ivory towers seeing everything burn, and they're like, well, fuck it, I'm good. I got my baby's blood in my cup. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a, here's cheers to you. You know what I mean? Here's cheers to you, Hillary Clinton. Like we say, it's all behind the scenes. You know, they're all friends. I mean, look at like Tucker. We said it before too. Tucker's a good friend of fucking Hunter Biden. They're texting back and forth like, yeah, I'll get your kid into school. Like it's
wild, bro. That's proven. That was on the laptop that got pulled out. Like we already know that he was trying to get his son into one of the prep schools. So there's that.
It shows you that they're all on the same side. This is the last clip I'm going to end off. And I thought it was pretty funny because, you know, all the way that people want to always talk about these new sustainable foods, whether it be plant-based or lab-grown meat. I mean, we've talked about that a lot. But what about making plastic edible again?
You've heard of plant-based protein powder. But what if the next alternative was made out of plastic? There's new research that could make it a reality.
All right, Stacey Delcat talked to a scientist about the process that could help fight hunger and pollution.
Food shortages are worsening around the world, and the plastic pollution crisis continues to intensify. What if there was one solution to both of these problems? A Michigan scientist thinks there could be.
What we're trying to do is to use microbes to take plastic and other inedible plant material and turn that into something that's nutritious.
The idea is to turn components of plastic into protein and other nutrients like fats and sugars.
Just eat your plastic, man. Don't worry about it, man. Just get your protein from plastic.
Well, it's funny too. Well, the part I got from it too is world hunger. We're trying to save world hunger. And it's like, well, first off, you said we were overpopulated. So what are you talking about there? Number two, you're burning down all the plants everywhere with all the chickens and everything else. All these cows dropping everywhere. And you're talking about feeding people. You're the one killing off all the food.
They want you to eat plastic and die, man. They want you to eat the plastic and die. They're like, you're already ingesting a credit card size of plastic every year because they've done a study that, like, you know, every human, like these little plastic particles that are in the air, they say average human swallows like a credit card size of plastic. They're like, well, then why not just eat a little bit more? Like, I feel like they're just telling you, and then someone's like, you know what? I'll eat plastic. You know, there's someone that listened to that report and was like, all right. And they just started eating some fucking saran wrap, and they're like, I'm good, bro. I'm feeling full. And actually, it was pretty tasty. I put some tapatio on that, you know, little spices on that, seasonings. Tastes good, man. Tastes like chicken.
Have you ever seen that clip? I can't remember if it's in Korea, or I think it is Korea. They're putting plastic through this like grinder into small little pellets like rice, and they're bagging it up and they're selling it as rice.
I remember there was that thing for a while. Remember, like probably like 4 or 5 years ago, where people were finding plastic in their rice. I do remember that, but I didn't hear that part.
This is full
all
on.
All plastic?
Yeah. I've seen, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, all plastic. I've watched the whole process where they send it through the machine and they start bagging it up at the end. But it looks just like rice, but it's plastic.
Oh my God.
It's crazy, bro. Yeah, they're already doing
it. Are they going to have me like go with my nephew? He has like one of those little fake grocery stores. Am I going to just start eating the plastic broccoli? Like, I thought we were just pretending. Now it's just going to be a natural thing. Be like, oh no, this is good, man. It's an apple. Oh, is it?
It's so good. It's an
apple.
Don't
worry if it says toxic on it, man. It's good for you. Protein. Man, people are nuts though, man. But that's why I think sometimes it's fun. You know, we try to have fun. It lightened it up, man. Because we're not going to ever let them kill our spirits. And I don't think that you should let them kill your spirits, because we don't put this stuff out there to scare you, fearmonger you. We put it on to laugh at them, because that's what you need to do. Laugh at these idiots that are telling us stupid things that make no sense. Like you said, they're killing off the food supply. Well, guess what we're going to have to do? We're going to go have to find our own little food supply. And you know what? This egg thing is getting a little crazy. You know, they don't even want us to eat eggs. And so made a good point, because, you know, the whole chicken thing, the chicken price had went up, and then that's kind of like, you know, falling off. And now people are like, wait a second. So now we're at an egg shortage, but we're not at a chicken shortage. So which is it, man? Like, Are the chickens just like, are they non-binary and they're not sleeping together anymore and no more eggs are being produced?
Well, it doesn't make any sense because when the plants go down, it's the chickens that die. Like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of chickens are dying. That's why you can't get the eggs. So, yeah, chickens are dying. So I guess what they would say is, oh, those chickens were not to eat. Those chickens were just to produce eggs. The chickens that you want to eat, though, we're making over here in these plants. They're okay, though.
And then the next thing we're going to know, we're going to be like, man, I'm eating this chicken. It tastes a little bit weird. And they're like, well, that's lab grown. That's what I think. I think they're going to start like easily slipping into the grocery stores. I think that's going to happen very soon.
Bro, I've been watching those. I've been watching some documentaries on some of that stuff, man, where they make the 3D steaks, man. They look just like steak. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And they're already doing it for restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
They're implementing it in restaurants now.
Oh, right now. Yeah, they're doing that shit. Like, that's like, and people don't know. And a lot of times people don't read the ingredients or where it was made or, you know, you're soon going to be seeing things like, this is 50% chicken and 50% blah, 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 a list of ingredients of like, where they're just going to mash it together and slowly integrate it. That's why we had that whole episode where we were talking about, hey, man, don't worry about the bugs. And then worry about this lab-grown meat, man. The bugs are whatever, man. Like, yeah, I get it. That's another one, like we said, with the Neuralink. It's like, let's push this extreme onto people so they'll accept the middle ground. You know what I mean? Let's push them so far
right.
that they're going to come back. And let me just tell you, go find you a fucking farmer. You know what I mean? Go find you someone you could buy half a cow,
sure.
quarter a cow, full cow, depending on what your price range is.
Yep. That's a smart way to go, man. And I want to say this too. Please, please, Jen Psaki, don't not talk to me now that I've got 6 blue banners from Spotify for talking about COVID for an entire episode. Jen, don't treat me like that. Don't. You know she's been talking to me a little bit, Sean.
I heard, man. I heard there's a
little bit.
The communication lines have been open.
It has been open. She's open to the idea of pure ginger Nephilim children with me. So that is an attractive thing because there's not a lot of us left out there.
And I think what helped a lot is that change.org, man. So if we could get more signatures and she sees the hard work you're putting in to really bring her back, I think that, in my opinion, if more people could sign up for the change.org, I really feel that you could really develop this relationship that you're so hardworking for, man. I've seen you, you know, put in the time and the effort. Just go help it out, man. Go to change.org. Leave a comment.
I just need other people's help. You know what I mean? I need our followers, our fans to go to Bring Back Psaki Bomb at change.org. Just understand that you're putting like the perfect race together. Like the race that'll bring you into the new age. I ain't here to lead y'all wrong either. I'm here to lead you in the right way.
And you know where you can find us, as always. Kill the Mockingbirds podcast on Instagram. Kill the Mockingbirds on Telegram. All of your streaming platforming sites. And don't forget, if you're on Apple, leave us a 5-star review. Drop some good knowledge. Keep those butt cheeks tight. Follow Sean Chris and Joel Thomas on all music streaming platforms. Or go to Instagram at Vancessa Music or at Sean Chris Music. And I don't know how we should leave here. I was thinking personally, I was digging into the vault and I was thinking one of my favorite songs. I was thinking we should go with that Razor Blade, man. We haven't played that. I don't think we played that on here yet, man. I think we should just drop them with a little Razor Blade. What you think?
Let's do it. Let's give them Razor Blade.
And you know how we do it here. Wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up.
Brat, brat.
Bird killers.
Oval brain cell left around me, they ain't calm was media, is anecdotal. If you ain't noticed, I ain't picking sides, I'm like the Sokol, woo. There's levels to it like pagodas, woo. Why there wasn't mandates on Ebola, woo. Ay. Following the president, can't tie his shoelace. Just a puppet dancing, faker than the moon, racing 69, ooh. Trying to piece it all together like a haiku.
chained up like Anderson Cooper in a white pool. Government overreach like a typhoon, like they stepping on your white shoes. Hey, step back, I'm staying indie. Labels ain't gonna sign me, I'm popping like my blicky. Vatican putting out pedos like they're fucking Disney. All this info I'm serving up on a plate, they should tip me. Raise a blade to my soul, I can't hold all the weight. And I know when I'm gone more than they can roll me back to the glitch where I came from, came from. Raise a blade to my soul, I can't hold. Got us all ducking and covering. Pimps in the media, steady dividers, they call it race hustling. Crybaby Van Jones, swimming in money, oh how I'm suffering. In my career with the things that I say before it starts bubbling. Missiles will hit you closer than the one at the Pentagon. Many sides to the stories they give us, it looks like a hexagon. I don't need Teflon, I don't do jabs. But my soul is like Captain America's skin after they shot him up.